someone ask for a succubus? Well, you could have timed your summoning a bit better. Didn't anyone tell you that it's nighttime in hell right now? Hello. Dude, standing in the corner looking like a deer in headlights. Did you summon me or not? What do you mean? It actually worked. Did you not expect me to show up? You did the ritual, didn't you? I see you made the pentagram with the 5 required items. A dirty magazine, a bra, a pair of panties, a box of tissues, and a bottle of lotion. Did you read the wrong demon summoning book or something? I know the ritual for summoning an incubus isn't too far off. You know, if you swing that way. Okay. Are you just gonna gawk at me, or are you gonna answer me? What are you looking at, anyway? Do I have something on my... Oh. Oh, yeah. Guess I'm not actually wearing anything. Well, that's your fault for summoning me when I was sleeping. Look, if you're so uncomfortable with me being naked, then toss me a t-shirt or something. Doesn't matter. Any kind will do. Jeez, humans are such prudes when it comes to seeing literal body parts. Really? This... shirt? What, did you, get this from Hot Topic? Alright, I'm sorry. I said any kind would do, I suppose. There. Happy now? You better not ask to see my tits again after making me do all of that, or I'm gonna be mad. So, you did want to summon a succubus, but you're not sure what to do now. Well, I don't mean to insult your intelligence more than I already have, but people usually only have one thing in mind when they... summon a sexy demon lady. And given the fact that you just made me put some clothes on instead of keeping me naked is telling me that wasn't your intention. Oh my god. Don't blush just because it brought up sex. Is that something humans hate to talk about too? Now I remember why I hate coming to Earth. So, what do you want then? It better be good, now that you've woken me up and told me that I can't even do my job. Come on, out with it. You can't embarrass yourself more than you already have. You summoned me because you wanted a girlfriend? Don't you know that the number one rule of succubus summoning is that you never ask for a relationship? It's not what we do. Yes. Sex is our work, but that doesn't mean we're constantly on the lookout for a relationship. So sex and romantic relationships are two very different things. Apparently most human guys just can't understand that. You know, we're not just some rent-a-girlfriend service. Don't you have humans that can do that for you? Right. You've seen lewd art of them on the internet. Tale as old as time. Well, it is company policy that I can't leave you unsatisfied. I mean, I've done it before, but I was almost fired. So, I don't want to rock the boat again. Okay? So, I might as well have fun with this, I suppose. What do I mean? Listen, I'm not gonna be your little girlfriend. A seasoned succubus professional like myself is just way too good for that. So, what do you say we just skip to the good part already? Formalities, building up tension, getting to know each other, ugh. It all just makes me want to vomit. Succubi aren't built for that. No. They're built for one thing. And one thing only. You thought you could start slow with me and work your way up to sex, Well, unfortunately, that's not how I do things here. You're just gonna have to handle me one way or another. Oh, you look like you're not quite ready for that yet. Well, that's too bad. You should have thought about that before summoning me. Now Pandora's box is open and there's no putting me back inside, unfortunately for you. I'm not leaving until I've had my fill of you. And taught you a lesson in the process, of course. A lesson in respecting a succubus's work. And knowing how to make it enjoyable for her. I promise both of those things will come in handy when you find yourself a real girlfriend. Now shut up and let me have my fun. Let me get this stupid thing off first. I can't believe I actually put it on in the first place. That's better. Being naked always gets me going. And it looks like there isn't anyone here to satisfy my needs, but you. So, I hope you're up for the job, because you're being my toy today, whether you're ready or not. Uh-oh, backed into a corner, are we? It's okay. I'll be gentle with you. I know it must be your first time. Unfortunately, if you do get a girlfriend someday, I really do not think she'll be able to match my skills. Whatever. Another consequence you should have considered before you started wasting my time. Ugh. And here I am, wasting more of my time. Let's get started already, shall we? Take your pants off. I can see one part of your body is already wanting them gone. are you gonna make me? Fine. I guess I just have to do everything in this relationship. Don't I? Not bad. I guess I underestimated you a bit. Don't let that go to your head, though. Speaking of head. You weren't expecting me to get started so quickly, were you? Sorry, but I like to skip all the foreplay and get right into the action. It's just how I do things. Too fast for you? Is your little mind gonna break from all the pleasure? Well, that's just perfect. I love when I can make you guys' knees weak without even trying. Don't pass out though. If you do, I'll have to suck your dick twice as hard. When you wake up, to make up for it. Gonna come soon? Don't lie to me, I have a sixth sense for it. Besides, look at you. You're throbbing, moaning, squirming. I'm sorry, I can't let you come just yet. Not until you apologize to me. What do you mean, what? I want a heartfelt apology for not only summoning me in the middle of my sleep and wasting my time, but for blatantly disrespecting the succubus code. If he can't even do that, then I'm sorry, but I'll just have to leave you blue-balled right here and get back to sleeping. Sure, I'll get chewed out for it by my superiors, but that's not that bad. It's happened plenty of times before. Oh, but you're wrong. I can do that. I can do it so easily, too. So, what will it be? Are you gonna be a good boy and admit your mistake? Hmm? I suppose that's genuine enough. I should have recorded that to show to my friends. Shit. Whatever. Hearing and seeing it myself was satisfying enough. No, I'm not gonna finish you in my mouth. It's hot in hell, but it's pretty cold here on Earth in winter, so... A nice cream pie would be good to warm me up. So sit down and don't move. I'm gonna ride that load right out of you. You just watch. Oh, good. Good. It looks like I've broken your spirit now. You're being so well. I hope you'll be able to hold out just a little bit longer for me. Oh, how's that feel? Lucky you, huh? Getting both the succubus' warm, wet mouth and her soft, silky pussy in all one day. You should really be grateful I afforded you that kind of pleasure in the first place. Oh, you are so grateful. What a good boy. I guess you aren't so bad. Not when you're so drunk on pleasure that you can barely speak at least. I suppose you've earned your orgasm, But don't think this means it makes us something special, Fuck. I don't think you care about that now, Do you? Oh, you just want to come? So do it. Come. 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 Come on. Come. 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 Oh, yeah. You're so nice and warm. Just how I like it. Well, congrats, I guess. You're no longer a virgin. You can go back to your prayers that you have knocked up a succubus now, but you still won't have me as your girlfriend to prove it. You were still pretty fun, though, I gotta admit. Maybe I'll have to swing by here another time just to check on you. Who knows? Maybe next time you won't be single.